When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. It's Erin, aka Crashly Grenadine, and I'm so excited to tell you we'll be doing another Twitch stream on Tuesday, September 20th. That's soon. And if you're listening on the 20th, it's actually tonight. Our very own Alan Linick will be running a playtest of a new game he's created with the help of some of our cast, as well as our very special guests, Jeff and John from the amazing System Mastery podcast. We are so excited. So please join us at the One Shot Network's Twitch stream. That's twitch.tv/OneShotRPG. It's Tuesday, September 20th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Can't wait to see you there.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of Simeon Stars and Sega Sons in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries, and we are picking up where we left off last week with our guest Waleed Mansour in the delightful story of a Mystery County thespian who has been turned into a monkey against his will. We go to stage right, where Adam Miller sits, dejected. Adam runs back outside, sits down. Crashly and Shamanda walk over to you, Adam, while you're sitting there and you're feeling really overwhelmed. And they look at you and they grab the bag of Doritos with the monkey inside and then they go inside. And you're there and next to you is your little robot and it just goes, Genesis!
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. My heart hurts too.
And it's just fritzing and sparking. The rest of you, so Shamanda and Crashly, you have the bag of Doritos with Franklin Chunk inside.
I open up the bag, let him jump out.
It sounds like a local delicacy.
Yeah.
Franklin. A bag of Doritos with Franklin Chunk inside.
Ooh. It does sound good. Yeah. And it is good. You know why? Because Franklin, you exit with a flourish.
Oh, thank you so much. Also, I have to apologize.
Oh. For what?
I may have eaten all of the 3D Doritos. Oh. They were 3D delicious, and I could not help myself.
You've got Dorito dust all over your face.
Yeah, and capuchin monkey.
I find a brush, and I start to brush out the dust off of the monkey. We've got to make sure you look your best when you turn back into a man. Or maybe your brain will move to a new person. We really have to figure out that.
Maybe we should go there tonight. I was thinking we would just like have our sleepover, but maybe CEJ's right. I hate to say that.
Yes, first the movie and then we will walk over there. Yes.
No, Franklin, if it's such, you know, an urgent thing, I don't think we should be watching the movie. We got to turn you back into a person.
I mean, I've been a monkey for 3 or 4 months at this point. What's another 2 hours of Julia Roberts' excellency?
Now, let me check in on something here. Franklin, can't quite tell, is it that you just love acting so much that you want to watch it? Or are you trying to avoid going back to that house?
The former.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, you will not be denied a chance.
I mean, it's truly right. The movie's amazing.
Agreed, completely. So Franklin insists, and you all sort of uncomfortable as you realize that there is this issue at hand that needs to be resolved. And honestly, also, you all know that, like, basically, tomorrow is your last day of summer break. Do you want to spend that whole day trying to deal with a monkey man? Or do you want to have, and like CEJ, you have the tryouts. Like, there's a lot going on. Some of you have to get your books still, whatever. So you're not like stoked for this incursion. But you do watch My Best Friend's Wedding all the way through. It's great. It's fun. It's light.
I need to, hold on. I'm going to look up a plot summary of my best friend's wedding.
I did choose it to start a conversation.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Oh, what's the conversation?
Well, just, you know, best friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and like who dates who and if you can still be friends and all that stuff.
The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup.
Before you.
Crashly, do you assign, do you tell everybody who they are and like, who's the Cameron Diaz?
Well, the Cameron Diaz is Adam. And
okay, I haven't seen this. What does that mean?
And Adam, did you sneak back inside the house?
I think I'm sitting by the window now.
Watching the movie through the window?
Yeah.
I'm too embarrassed to go inside. Just, it's like too high. Wait, is it the basement where they at again?
It's in, yeah, I think.
The den.
Yeah, so I think I'm like sort of like just listening at the window.
So everybody's kind of everybody. Because like, CEJ is kind of the guy. I never, Dermot Mulroney or Dylan McDermott or something like that.
The first guy.
Yeah. And then he's kind of that guy, but he's also kind of Julia Roberts because, you know, like she's all like snarky and stuff. And then Shamanda's obviously Julia Roberts kind of because she's like beautiful and everyone loves her. But she's not really because, you know, like CEJ's Julia Roberts because CEJ wants to be with Shamanda. Mm. And so Shamanda is also kind of Dermot Mulroney.
And of course, you're George.
And I'm George.
That's right.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts' best friend.
The irrepressible Rupert Everett.
Exactly. Yes. Rupert Everett.
Yeah.
That's me. Because I'm very charming and also kind of an asshole.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's Franklin?
Franklin? As if I could be cast in such a film.
Don't
be a dream.
Say that. You could.
I think you could.
And to be fair, Paul Giamatti is in My Best Friend's Wedding.
Holy smokes.
He plays a bellman that they encounter in the hall in the hotel hallway.
Wow.
Oh my God, he is.
Yeah.
Holy
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Things just come together here at Mystery County.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the movie wraps up and, you know, Franklin, you insist they watch all the way through the not only the credits, but like the union logos, the special thanks.
I stand and salute as I see the SAG union.
Yep. And soon enough, the movie's done. What do you all do?
We got to go figure it. We got to go sneak out.
Okay.
Hey, come out the window.
Is CEJ back in the room or is still talking about tables?
I arrived halfway through the movie and I missed. I do not understand at all that this is a parallel for anything that's going on with me.
Okay. Well, CEJ,
don't have to. Me and Adam don't have to sneak out. We're expected to walk out right through the front door.
I'm already outside. Come on out the window.
Right.
The window, they're going to be wondering why you're still in the house because they haven't seen you leave the house.
Franklin, I'm going to put you in a backpack and give you to CEJ.
Okay, great. Don't put any food in there because I will go to town once again.
Uh-oh, looks like there's a banana in there.
Oh, a nanner.
Okay, you guys go and then Crashly and I will take out the trash.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like I said, Adam has to go through the front door.
I'm already outside.
But you have to look like you left.
Okay, so I come back inside.
Climb back through the window, but do not break anything. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, what are you doing, Adam?
Hey, I just realized I have go.
Great.
Great.
Listen.
Don't let me keep you.
Thanks for having us over, sir.
You know what, Adam? Go ahead and roll to manipulate someone one more time.
Yes. All right. Okay, it's 9 minus.
I would like to use one of my anti-lucks.
What? It's 9.
9. Great. Adam, you know, he looks like he is about to maybe soften towards you, but you are going to need to do something to kind of sweeten that towards him. So you'll have to kind of give him something. So that he'll meet you halfway.
Thank you for having us in your lovely home. I'm Sorry that I wore my shoes inside and tracked tire marks.
You see him sigh, and Tony Felt walks over and he's like, Adam, you don't need to apologize. I mean, you do need to apologize for it. That is a mess. Oh, wow. Tony is going to be pissed off when she sees that.
I know. I made my own Heelys. And
I respect that, Adam. I make things, too.
Yeah.
I made this table.
I made this robot.
I think it's debatable whether you could call that a robot or not.
What do you mean?
Well, right now, it just looks like it's robot puking on the ground.
Yeah, I don't know how to... it's hard raising someone.
Listen, Adam, I'm going to be honest with you. All right, I know I'm coming on a little hard to you a lot. It's just I get protective over Shamanda. And honestly, when you two were dating, I've never seen her more keyed up. All right, mm-hmm. She was always jumping from one high-stakes drama moment to another. It was just a lot, and it was hard to watch from the sidelines, not be able to do anything about it. All right, I'm just scared what you do to my niece.
I'm sorry, Mr. Felt. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really think through most situations.
It's okay. It's just I like CEJ. You know, she's fine with CEJ. She's not crazy about CEJ, right? She just likes him.
I mean, who is crazy about CEJ?
Do I hear this?
I don't know. You tell me.
I do, but I act like I don't.
Right. And I am not Rashan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not necessarily canon for Shamanda, but this is for Tony. Yeah. This is how Tony sees things. Yeah.
I can't control how that man feels.
No, but he's mm-hmm. He's like, CEJ, he's a nice, boring kid, okay? That's what I want for Shamanda, is boring, all right? With the dojo and everything else, she is moving all the time. Evan, he's also boring. He's a nice, boring kid. That's what I like. Adam, I can't quite get a read on you. Something feels like there's more to you than what is presented, and that makes me nervous.
That is the first time anyone has ever said that. So... I put my hand out. I'm like, I promise you, I will not put Shamanda in any.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
And I know where you live.
Okay. That's getting a little creepy.
That was the point. And he kind of smirks and then he shakes your hand and says, okay, now get out of my house.
Okay. And I really do like that table. I don't know how you did it, but that was pretty cool.
Adam, that was your out. Go.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
So Adam, you walk out. CEJ, you are in the next room. You can follow. You have Franklin Chunk in your bag.
Yeah. And before I leave the room, I'm like, hey, Franklin.
Yes.
Did you hear all that from in there?
Yes, I heard all that, and I'm sorry. You're CEJ, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I am.
It's pretty rough. I'm
Can I ask you something?
Yes,
just
of course.
As like a newcomer and an adult and a monkey. I know you're like not super keyed into our whole like dynamic or anything, and I don't know why you would care like about a bunch of dumb high school drama. But like, what's your take on like my whole situation here? I mean, I'm sure you can tell that there's like some weirdness between me and my cousin Adam, and that I don't even know if I'm still like Shamanda's boyfriend or like if I want to be that anymore.
Never give up on love.
Don't you have an ex-wife?
Yes, and I love her so deeply still to this day. And if she were to take me back, I'd run back into her arms.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Well, you asked, and so.
Yeah. Well, no, I plan on really giving it some consideration.
Feels like you kind of just bypassed my suggestion, but
no, I mean,
you
I'm
promise
not
you'll think
it,
about it?
Take it at face value. I mean, there's a lot of information you're missing here. I appreciate you, you know, saying or whatever, so. And I open the zipper on the backpack a little bit, and I poke a straw in there so he can breathe.
Oh, thank God.
Great.
So I guess we've straightened up everything and like changed into our PJs to give the illusion of sleep.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then you are sneaking out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think this I'm going to say is going to be a keep your secrets roll. So this is just going to be you, Shamanda, roll plus sharp.
Wait, and before we do that, I would like to deal with the feels a bit.
Yeah.
Try to remove my embarrassed condition.
So that would be you asking Crashly for some comfort of some kind. So what is it you say to Crashly?
Crashly, I am so sorry that I ever made fun of you for feeling mixed feelings, as I feel them too. And I'm just learning that it happens to all of us, and that we should just give each other a little bit of grace. And thanks for coming over to my house. That's so nice.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me over to your house. And I'm sorry I ever was really mean little jerk to you for like essentially doing what you wanted and being a good role model about how to like have everything. It's like, can she have everything? Yes, she can. She's Shamanda Felt. Like, I was just jealous. But you know what you want. And, well, you just said you don't. And even when you don't, it's okay because you're young and you'll figure it out. And there's nothing to be ashamed of to, like, not knowing what you want in the moment, as long as once you know, you have the confidence to take it, and you do.
So yes, I girlfriend. See you as a role model.
Each of you roll plus weird.
Yes, girl. Yes. Plus weird. Oh, yep. Yeah, plus weird.
Yeah.
Ooh, I rolled a 10 plus 2 is 12.
Whoa. I rolled a 13.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. We help each other.
You know what? You help each other grow. You each can remove all of your conditions.
Oh, wow. Yes. Nice. Yeah.
Sisters are doing it for themselves.
I want to do that with CJ outside.
Okay, great. Go ahead and try. Yeah. So,
can we sneak out first before you do that?
Yeah. So, go ahead and roll your keep your secret there, Shamanda.
Oh,
and
shit.
Crashly, you can help out.
Okay, I'm going to help.
Wait, I rolled 2-1. So, hold on. I'm just going to burn a luck.
Okay.
To make sure we get out.
Yeah, because this is act under pressure.
No, this is keep your secret.
Oh, keep your secret.
Keep your secret. It would have been a 3 total.
I got a 5, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Shamanda, you can burn a luck. Otherwise, you guys are definitely getting caught.
Yeah, I'm just going to burn a luck.
Okay, great. Then it works without incident. They completely buy it. So as you're sneaking out, even, Shamanda, you like look back from the window. In the window, you're kind of hidden by the shades. And you can hear Uncle and Aunt Tony peeking in, and they're being, and then she's just like, oh, they went to bed early this evening. And he's like, you know what it's like when you're young and you're around some folks that you have crushes on, it burns you straight out. And she's like, I'm gonna burn you straight out. And he's like, I'm gonna burn you. Oh. And they just start flirting as the door shuts, and they go back into the rest of their house, being two consenting adults in a loving long-term relationship.
Sensual.
And they very sensually spend the rest of their night. So you have burnt that luck. You are free. Mm. And then there is a luck cost that is something goes wrong for your sect, an ill-advised project or a disastrous operation. We will deal with that down the road. But for now, you two are free and clear of the house. Adam's outside. CEJ walks out, and you want to try to connect with him. Is that correct?
Yeah, especially after that conversation with Mr. Felt.
Yeah. Great. What do you say to CEJ?
Hey, sorry I've been a butt.
Great. Roll plus weird.
Oh, my God. Complex.
High school.
It's an 11.
It's an 11.
Oh my God.
Wow. Great. You help each other grow. So CEJ, you get to remove all of your conditions. And Adam, you get to remove one of your conditions.
Okay.
Oh my God.
We are truly.
I feel a little less guilty. I mean, this is truly the boys' version of
it. It really is. Yeah. Hilarious.
I don't say anything back. Other than I kind of go, and then I push him a little bit.
Nice.
Aww.
But it's not an aggressive push. It's just like a
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And you all make your way to the creepy house on the hill, right next to the Lake Mystery State Natural Area. where there always seems to be a thunderstorm happening. You see that you are there at the bottom of the driveway, the long winding driveway that goes up to it. There's a, you know, a wrought iron fence that is rusting and pointed all around the property. A big gate that is sort of in shambles hanging there. And you all are at the bottom of it. What do you do?
I want to use my multi-tool to open the gate.
Great. This would be an act under pressure, so roll plus cool.
Ooh, 9 plus cool is 10.
Great. Yeah, you do it. Shamanda pulls out her multi-tool and pretty effortlessly kind of clips through and bends some of the metal and makes... are you trying to make like an entrance in the gate or just trying to open it?
Entrance meaning just like opening it?
Yeah, like, you know, are you trying to slip through to the bars or do you just want to like pick the lock essentially?
Oh, at first I think I tried because I wanted to watch Muppet Caper. So I tried to do the Miss Piggy, like pull the bars, but yeah, it obviously absolutely doesn't work. So I just pick the lock.
You just resign yourself to very coolly picking the lock. Yeah, mm-hmm. You do that. The lock and the gate opens.
All right.
I can go check it out and come back and tell you what I see. I pass the backpack. Well, actually, I guess we can let Franklin out now. So I'm gonna unzip the backpack. Yeah, I'm sorry. We could have probably opened this up as soon as we got out of Shamanda's house.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Was that a cocktail straw? It's quite thin.
It's one of those little Starbucks ones.
Oh boy.
That's a coffee stir.
But you're little. Wait. Crashly's all out of breath.
Shut up. Whatever.
It's a steep hill. Okay, why don't we all go up and I'll just hide in the bushes onto the side while you knock on the door.
Yeah, good idea.
Let me
peek
in the window.
You should stay in the bushes away from the danger.
Yes, I too will stay out of sight, for they will recognize me, even in my Doritoed state.
Good call. And me and my son will go up there and we'll act like our car broke down.
I'm sorry, CEJ, the son or the robot?
Yeah. I think the robot.
The
in
robot's
this situation.
My son.
Yeah. I don't love that, Adam, for you.
Or maybe
I don't...
like maybe CEJ and Crashly go to the door.
They're... Yeah.
Okay. All right. What should I do?
Wait. Why are you? Okay. All right. Sure. Whatever.
It's okay. It'll make him feel more comfortable. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it. I go up to the door and I peek in between the boards on the windows first before
Absolutely.
I knock on the door.
Yeah, you peek through. There's, you know, candelabra lit and guttering. There's candles all over the place. It's very theatrically spooky, but surprisingly warm, honestly, and well lit inside. You're looking in just sort of a dusty parlor room, and you see a woman there knitting what appears to be like a shawl or something, her head down, and... And then, as depending on how long you watch, you see a man walk in. He's kind of stately. He has silver hair and just kind of an imperious, smug attitude about him. He walks in. He kind of trails his hand across her shoulders and then bends down, gives her a kiss, and then walks into another part of the house. It looks like maybe the kitchen or something.
Okay. They don't look like super strong or anything.
Yeah, but looks can be deceiving.
That's true. You know?
Also, we've fought against all kinds of weird things that are small and scary and things that are big and not a big deal.
No, you're right. And I also wanted to say really quick, I know we're like really busy right now, but Adam's my best friend and so is Shamanda, but so were you. And I don't think what happened to you is really right. And I feel really bad for you. And I just wanted you to know that.
It's okay. And I think I know where you're going with this. And if you want to shoot your shot with Adam, you should just go for it. And then I knock on the door.
What?
Great. The woman, and it's just the two of you, is that correct?
Yes, right okay. here.
I'm laying in wait in the bushes.
Great. Yeah.
I thumbs up at the bushes, but I can't see them. I'm just right. doing general mm-hmm. direction.
Franklin is with Shamanda, and then Adam, are you also with Shamanda and Franklin?
Yeah, I'm checking the perimeter with my son.
Okay, great. I love it. So the woman gets up, looks a little confused to hear a knock so late at night, and goes to the door and opens it and says, hello.
Hi there.
Oh, hello. Yes, can I help you?
Yeah. This is going to sound crazy. I feel like we're at the wrong house, and I turn to Crashly and I'm like, Sandy.
Sorry, Brandy.
My friend Sandy and I, we're actually going door to door trying to collect signatures for a new theatrical at the Denver Broncos Memorial High School. And we were told that there were two former alums who lived here who starred in a really stellar production of
Camelot.
Mm-hmm. She kind of blushes and she's like, I did. Yes. That was a long time ago, though. That was a different life.
Wow. Good call, Sandy. This is the right house.
Well, I think you're thinking of my ex-husband, actually. My current husband isn't much of a thespian.
Who's your ex-husband?
Quite personal, but
you brought it up.
His name is Franklin Chunk. He's an actor.
I say,
what? Oh.
I grab Franklin.
And Franklin, you have always, of course, known that Joan Whitman mm-hmm. is your ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ooh.
I see. Did it end badly, would you say?
You know, it's a thing at the time. Yes, there was some rancor, but you kids will understand this when you get older. Sometimes you just grow apart and sometimes you're just not in the right place at the right time. And then maybe when you would be, you've already met someone else who just has swept you off your feet and takes you in a different direction. And once that's happened, it's hard to get back on the same path with someone, you know?
For sure. And I let my right leg completely collapse and I pretend to fall down.
Oh.
Oh, Brandy.
I go, oh my gosh. I'm so sorry, Sandy. My prosthesis.
Oh. CEJ, roll to manipulate someone.
Okay. Oh, wow. Thanks to having my emotional conditions cleared, this is a 10.
Yes.
Wow.
Right on.
Okay, great. She completely buys it. She's like, oh, come in. Gosh, come inside.
This is so embarrassing. No, I hate being treated differently.
It happens all the time to Brandy. So
do you have a upstairs bathroom where I could just kind of like rearrange?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And hon, why don't you come in, sit down on the settee over here?
I will. Just make sure the bathroom's upstairs because he really needs to practice walking on the way up.
I was going to say he's got a prosthesis that's not centered.
Listen, this is important. Okay.
It's in the inside of my leg. It's not like a replacement.
Well, we do have, the house is old. We do have one of those lifts for the elderly. If you want to use that to get up the stairs.
I don't.
He needs to rehack.
And I army crawl up the stairs.
And okay. As they're walking away from the door, I kind of want to like put a foot in the door so it doesn't all the way close.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to see, Franklin, what were you going to say?
I was going to say something similar, except can I throw a banana peel from the bushes?
Yeah, absolutely. Franklin, go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure. So this is you're going to roll 2d6 plus your cool, whatever your cool stat is.
Dude, this monk is cool as hell.
Hell yeah. All
right. A 7.
A 7.
I'll
okay,
help I'm going to give you.
All right, great. Yeah. So, Shamanda, go ahead and roll to help out. You'll roll plus cool yourself.
Okay, so that's going to be 7.
Okay, so Shamanda, you are going to help, but you're going to expose yourself to trouble or danger. Franklin, you can re-roll one of those two dice and see if that increases your success.
Okay, awesome.
So go ahead and roll and tell me what the new result is.
So keep the one.
Yeah,
keep, it's like, one keep the high one. Don't pull an Allen.
Okay. Yeah,
so yeah.
Well, they were both 3. 10.
Okay, great. Yeah, you do what you set out to. Shamanda, how do you help Franklin in this moment?
Oh, I say, I used to play softball, and I just like do a real sick underhanded pitch.
Yeah, so he throws you the...
Oh, I give him a little like lesson, like, okay, you got to shift your hips like this.
Yeah.
You know, you want to cradle it in and kind of put your fingers between the peels.
Yeah, quickly
so you get a
now.
Good grip on it.
Yeah, and then Franklin just launches
Laces
it.
Laces out!
And yeah, it goes in, it just slides right in and does that. Now, Shamanda, you are going to be exposed to trouble or danger. I think this is most simply as you are there and you do that with him, you hear the sound of a low growl behind you. Just a... And you can feel a presence 4 or 5 feet away behind you, behind the two of you.
Okay. I put my hands up and I slowly turn around to see.
I face it. I face it with confidence. And I get on all fours and I growl with the best monkey growl that I have right back at it.
Great. Yeah. You turn to see a German shepherd there. Oh, and Franklin, I think this is going to be a moment then where we're going to use your special move.
Yep.
Which is you're a trained thespian. So the move is you are an actor, damn it. And you can disappear into any role no matter the circumstances. Hot when damn. You try to play a part, in this instance, an aggressive monkey, roll plus charm.
Oh, nice.
This is incredible.
So go ahead and roll 2d6 plus your charm.
11.
Woo. On a 10 plus, they, in this case, the German Shepherd, completely believes that you are a dangerous monkey and explains away any incongruencies. It just immediately... and just runs off. And inside Crashly, you can hear Joan be like, Henry? I'll have to check on our dog. He likes to patrol at night.
And then I want to jump straight up and grab the edge of the porch and pull myself up.
Nice. To the second story?
Yeah. Okay, great. If I can pull Franklin up with me.
Yeah, roll up to act under pressure for this, Shamanda.
Oh, okay. It's only a 6.
You cannot, you know what? Unfortunately, this is a rickety old house, and that the gutter that you grab onto just immediately gives, and you just fall down onto the steps in front of the house.
I don't remember what happened at the makeout party, and I do the same thing again.
Yeah, exactly. and while Joan gets ready to deal with that, we'll cut over to Adam. You and Genesis Jr. are scouting out. Is that correct? What is it you're looking for?
We're just like checking the perimeter to see if anything seems, you know, a little out of the ordinary around this rickety old house.
All righty. Go ahead and roll plus sharp. We'll do a what's going on here as you kind of look through.
All right. Let's do this.
I also love that Adam's like, I'm going to do a stealth mission with my new robot, who is a whirring, clanky thing with a glowing TV screen for a face.
Who's throwing up hot dogs.
Yeah. A hot dog. I just gave him the one.
And you know what? Honestly, listeners, if anybody wants to draw fan art for Genesis Jr., would love to see it.
Absolutely.
Adam, what did you get?
I rolled, it's a 10, but I'm still embarrassed, so it's an 8.
Okay, so I will give you, you can ask me any question. I'll give you a cryptic or incomplete answer and tell you how to find more information.
Okay, I want to see... if there's what is affecting our dear friend Franklin Chunk, and is it around this house, or like where's this power coming from, this magic?
Yeah, I think what happens is as you come around the side of the house, you see the back, there's an entrance, and then you can see what looks like across the way from the house, kind of a classic external cellar doors just sort of built into the side of the house. And as you're watching, you see the silver haired man that your friends saw inside. So you've never seen this man before, but you see this stately silver haired man wearing kind of like a long, it almost looks like a robe or something. He walks out, he looks around a little furtively, and then he goes over to the cellar, unlocks the thick padlock on it, and then walks down into the cellar.
Interesting. Hey, Genesis Jr., let's go sneak over there as quietly as possible.
Genesis Jr.
I know. I love you too, but you have to be quiet.
Great. Go ahead and roll to act under pressure.
Okay. My cool is unaffected.
That's true.
And it is a 4.
Yeah, you do. You start to creep across, and Genesis Jr. gets snagged on like their slinky leg gets snagged on one of the bushes. So it's pulling itself forward because you're army crawling kind of across, but its leg is just stretching out and out and out.
Oh, no.
And then you can see it scrabbling and it grabbing as it's losing, and its little claw hands are starting to dig in the dirt. And it just goes, Genesis Jr. And it snaps back into the bushes. And then you hear in the distance, arr, 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 and then running. And then you hear like the dog perk up and it like, arr, arr, and it runs towards the bushes. And you just see a German Shepherd run into the bushes. And then it's just chaos, like loud noises. Yeah, this is June.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
There's just like all sorts of calamity seems to be happening. What do you do?
I charge into that bush.
Okay, great. You charge in, you find Genesis Jr. getting shaken aggressively by this Henry the German Shepherd.
You, scooch, you dog.
All right, I'm going to say roll to protect someone.
Yeah. What is that?
So that's plus tough.
That's tough, okay. It is an 8.
Great, so you are going to protect Genesis Jr. okay, but you are going to take some of the harm that they were going to get.
Absolutely. I understand.
I think you get in between. I don't think Henry isn't going to bite you or anything. No, Henry is absolutely going to bite you, but it's not going to get through, but it just grabs your sleeve and starts shaking you. And so you're just getting shook by this German Shepherd. And at that point, you hear from outside or from near the house, the cellar doors, you hear, "Who's there? What's going on?"
And I look at the dog and I'm like, shh.
Henry, heal. And Henry starts to drag you towards.
I want to rip my shirt off.
Okay, great. Yeah, it just has your jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, no. you take your shirt off as well. And you are shirtless.
Okay. And am I still hidden?
Yeah, I think with that sacrifice, absolutely. You stay in the bushes. And Henry, the German Shepherd, walks forward with your coat and shirt and presents that. And you hear, "Interesting. Who's out there?"
And I look at Genesis Jr. and I'm like, "What do we do?"
Genesis Jr.
Oh, no. No.
Genesis Jr. stands up.
No, Genesis.
And slinking, limping in, walks forward. Yeah. It's just waving its arms.
Genesis Jr.
And the man is just like, interesting. I must examine this further. And just grabs Genesis Jr. and then runs into the cellar.
I was going to say, as a tear goes down my face, can I use this moment to, while he's like infatuated with Genesis Jr., run into the cellar, like go sneak around?
Sure, sure. Yeah, there's enough big things happening here. Go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure one more time. Roll plus cool.
Awesome. Okay, plus cool. That is an 8.
Great. Yeah, I think so. This is going to be worst outcome, hard choice, or price to pay. You do. You slip into the cellar. You get down there. Just ahead of him, you can hear him shut the cellar doors up above. And the issue you are confronting is this is like a single room. There is a pentacle carved on the floor inside a circle. And there's not a lot else here at all. It's mainly just this and candles. It doesn't appear to be any place to hide.
Damn.
And with that, we'll cut back over to Shamanda and Franklin. You just fell hard onto the porch. Coming out from inside, Crashly, before you can say anything to her, the woman steps forward as like, excuse me, and comes out and says, "Hello, can I, oh my gosh, are you okay? Can I help you?"
Ow, oh my gosh, I was here delivering some mail and this whole thing.
Is that our mascot? Do you have our mascot? Did you steal, are you stealing our mascot?
What
Joan?
Is...
Joan! No, I've got this. Joan, enough of this. Turn me back into my form, in which I know you are deeply attracted.
You know her?
And she's like, "Franklin? Is that you?
Joan, you didn't."
And here's the one thing, Franklin. Joan was not at your audition.
Oh no.
Joan, you didn't know? It's me.
What?
You're
no, that can't be. You're what is this, a prank show? What's going on?
I wish it were a show. For then it would give me another opportunity to be on television, which of course I love. But no. This is real. It's me, your first love, Franklin.
I think who was at that audition, Franklin, because I think they might be a stalker or something.
Was this silver-haired gentleman.
Yeah, and you know that the only person there was Gene Whitman.
It was Gene. Gene made you turn yourself into a monkey.
That's your husband, right, lady?
Gene wouldn't make anybody... okay, Gene has some fascination with mystical things. That's why we live in this dumb, spooky house. But it's not real. You don't need to... No,
you see a monkey.
Didn't you think it was pretty convenient that your ex-husband disappears and you get a brand new monkey out of nowhere?
Yes, most people would make that connection, obviously.
It's pretty obvious to me.
Pretty convenient.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient. I guess you're right. Now that I think about it, anytime I get a new monkey and somebody leaves my life, I should obviously see the... You're right.
I'm an empath. I understand how people feel.
Do you get a lot of new monkeys? It doesn't matter. You see him talking, you can recognize his voice, and I see the love in your eyes.
I need proof. I need... Franklin, where did...
How about this for proof? I run up her arm and I lay a big one on her.
Wow. Yeah, and she... you know what, Franklin? Roll plus charm on this, Franklin.
Okay. 8.
Okay, it's not your best kiss.
I'm a monkey.
You're a monkey. Your mouth is much smaller.
Covered in Doritos.
Yes, exactly. And I think, honestly, that's it. She kind of pulls away and she's like, that was one of the most troubling experiences I've honestly ever had. But you still love your Doritos, huh, Frank?
Yes. They now have it in 3D.
I can't believe this is happening. What can I do to help?
We have to find your husband, your current husband.
Or the audition materials. We could, but yeah, it would probably be better to confront him because he's probably an evil wizard.
Because you said he has some affinity towards like magical stuff. Is there like a magically charged area of your house that he always frequents? Like
a man cave?
Yeah.
Oh, he does. He calls it his mystic cave. But yeah,
again, it's glaringly obvious.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody has hobbies, okay? But yeah, it's in the back.
Seems stigmatized, lady.
And she looks at you, Shamanda, and she just, her eyes kind of like half lid, and she's like, you have no idea.
Whoa. Can't wait to grow up and feel those feelings too.
And she's like, yeah, there's a cellar in the back that he likes to spend time in. I don't go down there. It's gross, and he asked me not to, but I also don't like spiders, so it's really a win-win for everybody.
So we should probably go down there.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Wait, where's CEJ?
CEJ, have finally made your way to the top of the stairs as you army crawl up. You hear all of this happening below. What do you do?
This is still my opportunity to get some extra intel in here. So I'm going to climb to my feet and... poke around. I'm going to look, see if there's any like photos on the walls that seem interesting. And I'm going to rifle through some drawers. Is there like an office up here?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, you can see kind of an office space, a den.
Yeah, I go in there and I'm like, this painting seems unusually placed. And I'm going to pull it off the wall and see if there's anything behind.
Okay, great. I think this is going to be a what's going on here. So go ahead and roll plus sharp for me.
My best stat. I got a 6.
Okay, so I'm going to give you an answer, but you won't like how it arrives. What's the question that you have? Like, what are you looking for? What do you want to know?
I would like to see if there's any evidence here that Gene and or Joan are bearing some kind of grudge or ill will towards Franklin.
Great. Yeah. So I think what happens, you pull this painting off the wall in the den, and behind it is a small doorway.
What the heck?
And you walk in, and inside is a room, and it is just filled with macabre candles, small little pieces. It looks like a clipping of hair, some different things, and pictures of Franklin Chunk, all with his eyes X'd out.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
And as you're looking around at it, you hear a ka-thunk, and the floor gives, and you slide through the slide into the cellar, where you land in the middle of the pentacle.
Huh?
Adam, you watch CEJ just and then slams there as up the stairs you hear Gene Whitman say, "What the devil?" And then he comes down and he says, "Aha."
I would just like to say,
I've caught the three of you. And he throws Genesis Jr. down.
Is Genesis Jr. all right?
Genesis Jr. rolls with Genesis Jr. is alive, quote unquote alive. But Genesis Jr. is going to need some pretty severe repairs. And Genesis Jr. just looks at you and is just like, "Genesis Jr.
You did great, son."
And its monitor is kind of winking in and out dimly.
All right, buddy. I don't know who you think you are, but you just made a bad enemy by messing with me. Can I have my jacket back so I can drink a potion?
He looks, he throws your jacket on the ground, and he says, "These potions?" And he stomps on each of the cans in the jacket.
No.
And you just, all of them just pool together and run into the drain on the cellar floor. And he says, "No, my friend, you made an enemy. I am a genealogist. Do you understand the power that means? I understand how who we came from, what we can do. And I have power greater than any you've ever known. And you're in my place of power." And he snaps a finger and the pentacle, the circle that you are both in, you feel like a faint aura go up around it, and you, as you like move past it, you are just sealed. You're both locked inside chamber.
How can we move in the chamber?
I mean, you can move around. The three of you are in there.
Is the grate in the chamber?
No, it is out of the chamber.
Dang it. I was going to jump down and try to suck up as much juice as I could.
I know. And he says, "One thing I've always found fascinating about people is how much we let our physical circumstances dictate our mental circumstances. Have you ever wondered what it would be if one of those changed?" And he starts to mutter a spell and pull out some ingredients.
Whoa.
And you, for just a brief moment, you are looking through CEJ's eyes. And then you're back.
Whoa, what's going on?
And then you're looking through Genesis Jr.'s eyes. And then you're back. And CEJ, you're experiencing the same thing. And it appears that he is starting to do a body switch on the three of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I peed my pants.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I just hate the world. I'm so crummy.
Have we gotten downstairs? Can we, get into this, break that person's concentration?
Yeah. So you two, or you three, well, four, I guess, run around, and the cellar door is there, and it's locked. There is a big padlock on it. And you can hear kind of murmuring below as Gene Whitman does his evil deeds. And Joan is like, "What's going on down there? What do we do?"
Go ahead.
Whip out my multi-tool to open this door.
Perfect.
Great. Go ahead and roll to act under pressure then.
Ooh, that's a 12 on the die.
Yes.
And then adding a 1 is a 12.
Ooh. Yeah, Shamanda, you're a pro at this. You easily pick the lock. And the lock gives, ka-thunk up, the doors are there. You all race in. You see Gene Whitman kind of on the other, between Gene Whitman is against the far wall. Between you and Gene Whitman is the circle, a pentacle on the ground with a circle around it. Inside is CEJ, Genesis Jr. and Adam Miller. And they all look very woozy. And Gene Whitman is there. He has what looks like a mote of sunshine in one hand. What looks like a white flower in the shape of a feather in the other. And he is feeding a potion to Henry, the German Shepherd. And you watch, horrified, as Henry falls over dead.
The dog?
The dog.
Oh, no.
As he continues to chant this spell.
No. Oh, my God.
This is a bad guy.
I want to go roundhouse kick him in the face.
Yeah.
Well, between you two is this aura, this magical, mystical barrier that the boys are stuck in.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, they're
really probably. And honestly, the truth of it is the circle is pretty large. It takes up almost the whole space. I don't know, even even someone the size of a human child would have a hard time getting through. You need to be pretty small to get around this barrier.
Okay.
Do you think a monkey could fit?
You know, it's funny, Aaron. Now that you say it, I think maybe so.
It's obvious what we should do.
We all have to shrink down to monkey size.
Franklin, you're number one on the call sheet today.
Number one on the call sheet. Tis my dream.
You set the tone, Franklin.
Franklin Chunk goes through the hole and approaches Gene.
Great. Gene is casting. I don't think Gene notices you immediately as he's sort of fixating on his spell casting.
Gene Whitman.
Huh. My greatest creation and my greatest enemy.
So where is my body?
It's fine. It's at a very particular kind of zoo. Something for a certain clientele who enjoys watching, say, a man with the mind of a monkey.
Horrifying.
In Three County?
Well, no, it's in Canada, but it's close. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, they're weird.
What is it that you want from me? What is it? You've taken my wife. You've taken my body. Is there anything else you need?
Your endorsement as my mascot for my genealogy business. Don't you see? I have everything I need now. You are mine. I own you as my pet. I can make you do my advertisements, get power. That's all I want.
And Joan, you're just going to stand for this?
And Joan, you know what? I think this is going to be roll to manipulate someone, Franklin. I know you're not like, you're playing to your, you know, the better emotions, but you're still trying to get her to do what you want, which is to be honest with herself. So roll plus charm on this.
Remember that pivotal scene from my best friend's wedding.
10.
Great. She says, no, I would never agree to this, Gene. I don't want to punish Franklin. Are you this insecure? Are you this jealous? And Gene looks at her and looks disappointed. And he says, frankly, yes, I am. And
it's Franklin. Oh, sorry. I thought you said Franklin.
Oh. And Gene whips his other hand out and chants a little bit more. And you see the circle of the spell expand out, and it expands and it includes Joan Whitman now.
No.
And it appears that, and for a moment, CEJ, you experience what it feels like to be inside a woman's body, an adult human woman's body. And then you experience what it feels like to be in a Sega Genesis. And then you are in Adam Miller, like the four of you are kind of bouncing around through those.
What good can come of this? Stop this, you madman.
I'd like to attack.
Okay, great. Roll to kick some ass, Franklin Chunk, the monkey, the capuchin. So this is going to be roll plus tough.
Okay. Not super tough, but we'll give it a shot. All right, 5.
No, I help. I give him my bat before he left.
Okay, great. So, Shamanda, go ahead and roll to help out. So you'll roll plus cool.
Oh, god damn it. It's a 4.
Okay. On a miss, Shamanda, you're going to expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. On a miss with a with a kick some ass roll, Franklin, you are going to get your ass kicked instead.
Oh, no.
You suffer harm or get captured, but don't inflict any harm back. As you go to, you bury your teeth and go to attack. He reaches out with his other free hand and he just grabs you by the throat and lifts you up in the air. And he kicks the baseball bat and it shatters against the aura of the pentacle, and splinters come through the other side. Crashly and Shamanda, you are each going to take one harm from this.
I just want to say that Crashly is really fucking pissed off because this cuteness of this monkey is the first thing that's made her feel like a human girl in like a long time rather than a monster. And so I'm going to use I want to take out my claws and take out my teeth and just try to rip this barrier apart, which I think is maybe more of like a big magic.
I think so, too. Thing. I think that's very fun. I like it a lot. Okay, great. So you are going to try to use magic. Actually, you know what, Crashly? Here's what I'm going to say.
Mm.
Because you have unholy strength, right?
I do.
Which allows you to roll with weird instead of tough.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to say is you are going to kick some ass against this magic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to say on this. So go ahead and roll to kick some ass. You roll with plus weird.
I got an 11.
Woo! Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Come on, Thrashly.
Thrashly.
So you are going to inflict harm on, quote unquote, each other. You and the aura battle, you can get advantage on your next roll or give advantage to someone else. You can do extra harm to this. You can suffer less harm yourself. You can force it where you want it, or you can take something from it.
Ooh, I mean, I want to destroy the barrier.
Yeah, so the easiest way would be to inflict extra harm
on it. I
guess
I'll do that then, yeah.
Great. So you do extra harm. Oh, yeah. Okay, uh-oh. Yeah, so you do extra harm. So you're doing that with teeth and claw.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to rend this space. Together, that would be like a total of 6 harm, essentially, which is more than enough for you to just flay this protective barrier. Here is the thing. So you take harm back from this.
Mm. Yeah.
Because of the spell that is happening, this is not going to be physical harm. The harm is you enter the spell, albeit briefly, and Adam and CEJ, you experience the full gamut of the ghoulishness that is inside of Crashly Grenadine.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Whoa.
Crashly, I imagine as a result of this, you've been keeping it pretty light with everybody and like doing this, but can you describe like the true depths of the hunger and the
and
maybe this is best served as a collaborative piece, like feel free to chime in and take over for me, but Adam and CEJ, you each have this moment where you kind of zip into Crashly's body, and that is when you realize for the first time that Crashly's body is kind of more of a shell than it is a whole thing.
Yes.
Ooh.
There is something deep and dark and hungry inside of Crashly. Something that is all teeth and predator and like feral and dark and rotting and wrong, just deep inside of Crashly. Oh. That is like screaming inside of her head to get out.
Screaming, yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And it's going to be hard to look at Crashly the same way after this, as you realize, like, Crashly is a monster.
Yeah. Now, Tyler, can I ask this? This probably won't happen today, but just an idea for the future.
Love it.
One of my moves is Dissection Dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
So if I spend quality time with the monster or go through her aura, can I use this for advantage on findings about Crashly in the future?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right.
So just planting the seed now that now I know.
Yeah, I think you would want to do some follow-up, like tests on her and stuff. But yeah, you could totally start to, from this, this gives you a good beginning to sort of figure out what's going on with her.
Hmm. Cool.
If you, you know, pursue that.
Yeah.
But in this moment, as you do that, Crashly, you kind of sacrifice that normalcy, that like vibe of being a normal kid with these other kids.
Yeah.
Kind of completely, as you and Shamanda, even you see it, Crashly goes full ghoul. So her teeth come down, her claws come out, her skin gets a little green and mottled and sunken on her body as she just rips this magic apart. And Jean Whitman is just sort of going, no. Ah! Franklin, what do you do in this moment as Jean is distracted?
I guess I'd like to rummage to find if there's any information on where my actual body is.
Mm.
I think what you see, Franklin, is around Jean's neck is a necklace, a simple necklace. Honestly, it's like a really lame, like Gemini necklace, like a Janus necklace, where it's like two faces pointing out in opposite directions.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Janus is lame, but this is just like the dorkiest lamest version of a mystical charm possible. And he has that kind of in glass on a chain around his neck. And that's like the only, you remember that from, he was wearing that when you did the audition, and he was fiddling, like he was touching it a lot, almost compulsively the entire audition time.
Okay. Can I rip that off him? Or
hell yeah, you can.
Nice. Come on.
Roll to act under pressure.
Hell yeah.
So roll plus cool.
Okay. 9.
On a 9, I'm going to give you worst outcome, hard choice, or a price to pay. Franklin, you grab it, you rip it. What are you going to do with it?
I guess I'm going to, nothing in the moment, but hopefully it will help me to get my body back. That's the main goal.
Yeah, you grab it, he says, "No, my power, you can't. If you destroy it, you destroy everything."
Ooh, do that, oh. Do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay, thank you. And throw it as hard as I can onto the ground using the softball knowledge that I learned earlier.
Nice.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You all watch this lobs underhand through the air, slams against the other wall and just shatters. And he just screams, "No!" There's like a white, bright light. Everybody in the circle kind of falls to the ground. Joan falls to the ground. Here's the thing, Franklin, Gene Whitman was holding you in his hand while this happened. You in the Capuchin body, and this as he tried to do this body transfer spell.
Oh,
no. You wake up and you see human hands in front of you. You feel your human body. You stand, you stagger a little bit because you're a bit taller than you recall.
Bizarre.
You look down, you're wearing kind of like a velvet robe.
Well, that's normal.
And next to you is the monkey, the Capuchin monkey there, just going like, "No, what did you do? What did you do?" And you realize you're in the body of Gene Whitman.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. At least it's an improvement. At least I know Joan is attracted to this. Correct, Joan?
Oh, honey, I am very attracted to this.
Oh.
And to your own original body. We always had sexual chemistry. That was never the issue with us.
That is true. And perhaps that could be an adventure you and I can go on together to locate where that body is. And perhaps that can be a rekindling of some sort between the two of us.
Aww.
It does sound...
Didn't you mention you have children? Where are they?
Well, they're older, of course. They're in college.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
And Joan looks touched, and she looks at you, Franklin, and she's like, "You would skip the fall season to go on a trip with me?"
Oh.
Sweetie. Auditions have already passed.
Oh.
And even if they hadn't, yes, of course I would.
Is it weird if I ask you in that body to give me a kiss?
No, I did it as a monkey, so happily do it again. And I grab her and I dip her and I kiss her as I always used to.
Aww.
Yeah, and she kisses back.
The moment I wake up, and
Crashly and Shemanda, you can see from the side, Franklin is kind of motioning with his hands, like, keep it going, like, make this that moment.
We all know to do this. Is this something that happened in the movie that I missed?
It's at the end. And ever, 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 and
ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and
ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and
ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever,
and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and
ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever,
and ever. I have an idea. And we hard cut to the commercial set for your
I'll be a monkey's uncle.
I'll be your monkey's uncle. And we've got this Capuchin Gene. Capuchin?
Capuchin.
We've got Capuchin in like a Michigan J Frog kind of outfit. And where he's doing the Charleston on camera, and if you zoom in really closely, you can see like this just dejected
defeat in his little monkey eyes.
Yeah, which is true until it like cuts and then it gets done. And he looks over at you, Franklin, and he says, I just don't think I nailed it. Can I just...
It's fine. It's we're planning on taking lunch. No?
I just want one more take. All right, I've been really practicing at this.
I thought you did well. I actually really enjoyed it.
No, I got off track and I wasn't on rhythm. No, please. I need this.
All right, one more.
13 take, Gene.
One more, everybody. We're doing one more than lunch.
And that is God. Where we'll end our episode for
Yay.
Today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
oh, wait,
fun.
Do they use the same soundstage as Scary Gary?
Oh, yeah, this is definitely at the public access TV station,
Hell
for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Waleed, Yay, for playing
Waleed.
With us.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh, thank you for having me. That was a blast.
So fun.
Where can our dear listeners and friends find more of you?
Oh, well, first of all, I got a podcast called Sitcom D&D. It's on the HeadGum Network.
Fantastic.
It's a comedy live play D&D podcast that's episodic, so you can drop in anytime and should make you laugh. And then on the socials, I'm Mr. Waleed Mansoor or Waleed Draws Things, and you can see some of my art there.
Including the mystery, I mean, I don't know if it's on your Instagram, but Waleed drew all of our character art, and it's amazing.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, our patrons all got exclusive Waleed Mansoor art, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's truly exactly what you imagine each of these characters to look like.
Yeah.
Come to life. Thank you so much, Waleed.
Thank you. Of course.
That was so much fun.
That was so much fun.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County, or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Crashly has a special yearbook message for our patron, Gideon E.
Dear Gideon, you're a rascal. I don't know if you know me. Well, I guess you know me a little because I'm like signing your yearbook. Thanks for letting me sign, by the way. That's cool. I hope you're writing something funny in mine, probably. Remember when you threw a spitball at the front of the room and it looked like it was small, and then when it hit the board, it was really, really big? And Mrs. Haynes was like, "Who did that?" And I raised my hand to tell, and then I decided not to. Good times. Anyway, I hope you have a great summer, and maybe I'll see you at the pool or something, because I go to Fairview. I don't know which one you go to. Anyway, that's the one I go to. Well, have a good summer, and I'll see you at the pool. Bye. Heart drawing, little mouse drawing, little flower drawing, one of those S's drawn with like the three lines and it's pointy on the top and the bottom. Heart drawing with an arrow through it, crossed out, smiley face.
Until next time, check out One Shot. On One Shot, you can discover new RPGs through actual play. Every week, James D'Amato brings you a new episode with a rotating cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. One Shot has featured over 100 games exploring a wide variety of genres and tones. The stories are self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere, and it's a great way to find your new favorite game. You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Do you guys know that all that character development stuff was like really awesome? It was really fun to listen to you guys go through that. So is that something you guys are normally doing in every episode?
I mean, yeah. Honestly, yes. We usually do that to the detriment of whatever the
A plot is. The best. You brought out the best in us, believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely. I was like, no, let's just go straight to the house.
Design Doc started as a podcast about designing a role-playing game. Over the years, it's turned into so much more. It's a show about the challenges of burnout, making money from creative projects, and what goes into bringing a game to life. Come along with Hannah and Evan in a living documentation of the game design process. One review described it as the audio equivalent of taking a hike with a good friend. You can search for Design Doc on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.